And now your DOD report every afternoon at 40 after the hour. After almost 10 years of development, the agency responsible for the big task of buying most of the military's goods is starting to roll out an entirely new end-to-end system for writing and managing contracts.
The new system is a big deal for the Defense Logistics Agency, if only because they buy a lot of stuff. The agency says they process almost 11,000 contract awards every day for everything from paper clips to jet fuel to software and 5 million other items. They have more warehouse space than almost any organization in the world, the only exceptions being FedEx and UPS. If they were a private company, their revenues would rank them number 51 on the Fortune 500 list. You get the idea. E-procurement, or enterprise procurement, will put the 4,000 people around the world that write contracts for DLA on one single web-based system and phase out several legacy products. They say they needed to upgrade their IT because their old systems couldn't scale up to meet their needs, including more complex acquisitions. Colonel Mike Claffey is a special assistant for procurement programs at DLA.
These legacy systems just cannot scale to meet our emerging and increasing complexity, those types of needs. So, and those systems are becoming obsolete, and those software applications are difficult to maintain. E-procurement puts us into a framework where we have standard commercial software, allowing us to use internet technology and having that interconnectivity across various applications within DLA, which is a huge benefit.
Claffey says DLA procurement officials around the world will have new flexibility in writing contracts that they didn't have under the legacy systems, which in some cases included contracting by paper and pen.
We will now be able to provide those thousands of procurement users the ability to use various contract vehicles other than firm fixed price. So, from the standpoint of the ability and the flexibility of the system, which is e-procurement, being deployed throughout DLA, for that system has the capability to support those various pricing structures and contract types, then you could say that becomes part of the portfolio or toolkit that a buyer and contracting officer will have at their disposal.
DLA officials preview the rollout of e-procurement in a webinar sponsored by GovExec. The agency plans to have the system in the hands of all 4,000 of its users for testing and evaluation by July of this year. They estimate that by implementing it, they'll save more than $200 million and break even on the system about 10 years from now. E-procurement will tie in with the agency's larger enterprise resource planning system, what they call their enterprise business system. Claffey says they're the first component of DOD to put everyone in the organization on one single contract administration system, which will handle the tasks of soliciting bids, getting the quotes back from vendors, evaluating the offers, making the actual award, and everything in between. Bob Foster, DLA's acting deputy director for information operations, says it'll allow them to operate more efficiently by having a complete picture of their procurement operations around the world.
One of the things, the challenges for DLA is always to try to project what soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines are going to need in advance of them actually asking for it. In our business, when we talk demand planning, no matter where they go in the world, we want to be able to, when they step up and say, we need to say, we anticipated that you would need that, and we've actually gone ahead and moved forward, and we have it positioned in country. The last thing we want to say to a soldier, sailor, airman, or Marine is that they're going to have to sit around and wait for a period of time for us to be able to procure that. So actually, this automated system has allowed us to increase our demand planning accuracy to better predict what they need and to meet that objective of having it in theater prior to them actually sending out those demand signals.
Foster says they'll never be able to predict things perfectly or know where the next military conflict is going to happen.
Certainly, being able to have an ERP, being able to look at our contracting data, what they're asking for, the demand signals that we're getting from around, allows us to do a better job of looking forward to the future, as well as looking retrospectively at how effective were we at procuring those. Are we, in fact, being good stewards of the government's dollar? Are we acquiring best value for the dollar? And continually go out there in the marketplace and assess what are we paying versus the civilian marketplace. So I think from two different perspectives, this particular tool has helped us.
DLA decided to roll out e-procurement in smaller increments and test in between after they realized that implementing it all at once was unmanageable. They're working on their third release now. They expect to have it fully deployed by September of 2013. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.